Hello, good evening, everyone. You've tuned in to Veronica Entwistle teaching you and me about radiance by design. We're radiant beings. We're vibrational vehicles of light. I find that so exciting. We're humans afterwards. Excuse my cold. My voice is doing some kind of interesting things, but I think you can hear me. But anyway, we're vibration first, and we're flesh second. And we also have a soul's journey, and we all have a different soul's journey, even though we're kind of caught in the same whirling collective. And it's so interesting to me because as vibrational vehicles of light, so many of us, you and me and many others, are learning to vibrate. Well, two things. One is the vibrations coming through from the universe and on the planet and so on are coming up, moving up, moving up, moving up. We've heard a lot about this for quite a while. And we can really feel it. And we've heard that story that if somebody 200 years ago saw you or me today, they'd see us as shimmering, a little bit opaque, or you could almost see through us because our frequency is moving up. Woohoo! We're excited about that. And yet, we're trying to learn, many of us are learning to move it consciously. It's a little like surfing from way down deep inside, moving ourselves out of certain rates of vibration and coming to a conscious contribution, if you will, to the collective, coming consciously to a higher and higher frequency that we emanate, we radiate out into the collective. And because, you know, we're in the time of the shift. What does that mean? I don't really know. You don't really know. Nobody really knows for sure. But what we do understand is it seems like, from all of the predictions that are made and the feelings and the rapidly shifting frequencies and so on, that this is a time in history where we have the opportunity to actually consciously choose to shift into a much different species than we've been in the past. Of course, we've heard the whole thing about us having Pleiadian ancestors and that we're kind of an experimental species that they programmed through our DNA to live a certain period of time and have certain limitations. And actually what we had was the gift of learning to run our own lives and have free will and become self-designed, self-styled, and very creative. And it's taken us, and I like this kind of model where I've heard that in some parts of the universe, people live or beings live, sentient beings live for like 5,000 years or so, but we chose to live, or we've been set up to live, where we've chopped those lives up into chapters. So we live, we're born and we die, and we're born and we die, and we're born and we die. And as time gathers, we live a little longer and then a little longer, and things are sort of incredibly terrible on our planet right now, and they're incredibly wonderful. They're extremely magical. We're getting the ability to choose. We keep hearing about choice, choice, choice. Of course, I have to argue with that because I like to argue. But the idea is if you remain unconscious, you don't really make choices. The tyranny of the subconscious mind, those old programs that you've built up through many, many lifetimes and many reactions are the things that make choices for you. But to become conscious about what is subconscious, we get to make choices in every single moment. And we're actually moving to a higher and higher level of self-creation and healing. There's some amazing healings going on. It just blows my mind sometimes. And in my work as an intuitive, I have been trained and taught by my own guidance probably for, I don't remember how many years now, probably 35, 40 years, if not longer. But I've been working in it for 25 years or 27 years or something. But I've been trained to listen to them and bring in higher and higher frequencies. And many, many years ago when I was going through one of those horrendous initiation periods that you shudder to think of ever being back in the pains of it and the absolute shatteringness of it, what was rising in me, when things break, usually other things come up, don't they? What was rising in me was a connection to my guides and angels, to my higher self, and a real thrust in my being to become authentic, to become really who I am. And I used to experience periods of time, like night after night sometimes, usually in like spates of time, where I would have what felt like frequencies coming in or beings coming in and absolutely drilling, wiring me to be connected somewhere out there. I kind of knew that, but because in my state of absolutely breaking apart and being shattered and losing faith in pretty much, I started talking last week of, I never really had too much respect for authority. Bit of a rebel, you know. And then we went through the 60s revolutionary time, in which case we pushed against authority quite loudly, and I think it worked against the Vietnam War and all those things that a lot of you, I'm sure, have done. But in any case, what happened to me as I was awakening and developing my connection to my guides, I was really conscious about frequencies coming in, energies coming in, frequencies coming in, external influences coming in, whilst I'd lie in bed at night kind of writhing because it was very painful. And I used to swear they were kind of drilling little holes through my head so that I could be wired up for something. And as I said, because I didn't have that much respect for authority, or I didn't really know who to trust as an authority, I didn't really talk to people about it. Who can you talk to if you say, oh, excuse me, but I think invisible beings are drilling into my head? Yeah, right. Well, you're a little bonkers, lady. So I just read a lot of books. I am books, books about channeling, books about philosophy. I can't even remember exactly what now. Listen to tons and tons of tapes of consciousness and various beings like Patricia's son and what's his name? The fellow who did, I forget their names now. There's so many really great teachers that were way back when, the Lorien people, Peter Caddy, Eileen Caddy. All of those people that were really breaking us open in the collective. Of course, I like to think Jimi Hendrix broke us open too. But these were coming at it from a slightly different sense. So I was awakening to this amazing kind of network of beings who are awakening us to the potent sense of our intuition, how we could use our intuition to devise a kind of reality where we moved more on ball bearings rather than kind of defensive feet, and instead of being in charge with having to suffer. In the working world, a lot of us were learning we could live intuitively and flow through things. It was a very exciting time, but as I started to say, I was really conscious of the frequencies around me, of the energies coming into my body and awakening me to be able to, what would we say, conduct healing energies through my body, mind. It became a very vivid and sometimes extremely physical process of awakening. Very exciting. And that's a whole long preamble because I wanted to talk again about identity. And in that process with myself and with my guides and angels and with my absolute surrender away from a life in which I hadn't been true to who I was and I knew it all along, I was trying to externally present myself in such a way as to get along in the society, whilst inside I was having kind of visions out of control and all kinds of knowing and feelings and so on that I didn't dare admit because I was afraid I was nuttier than a fruitcake. And I had been advised indeed that I was that. So you see, I had to go through some very intense identity searches. Am I crazy? Am I really experiencing what I'm experiencing in my alone times? When does it get to a point where you actually know what you're doing? And on that journey, it was really funny because at one point, before I started to receive these higher frequency energies that I was talking about, at one point I was working with the disabled in Edmonton. And I couldn't stand it. I had another big crisis. So what I did was I, in a belligerent and rebellious way, I quit my job, and put my house on the market. And I started doing yoga for 3 hours a day. Friends of mine said, you know what? People came and went to see how I was and so on. And they said, you know, we think you're crazy. And I said, you know, I might be, but I want to know all about it. Because by that time, I knew that what was going on inside of me was not in direct opposition, but certainly was a contradiction to what I was presenting on the outside. So off I went, doing alternate nostril breathing and figuring out who I was. Went into health foods, went into working out, and found out that if I stabilized my blood sugar, instead of not having visions, I was getting clearer visions, and I could command them instead of have them take me. Same thing happened when I amped out my workout system and my yoga, and on it went. Anyway, by the time I started doing, I studied radio for a while, and whilst I was studying radio, I began to channel. So while I was studying radio, I became a channel. And you can see how through that process of, say, 8 years or 10 years, my identity, which I had carefully crafted to make me a regular kind of person without all this madness inside, my identity had to be dropped. And I began to look pretty strange to a lot of people because I was very busily looking inside. I was popping, this is hilarious, I was in health foods, and I was popping supplements out of a great big plastic shopping bag everywhere I went, according to how my body felt, what changed, what went ping, what went doing, what weighed me down, what sped me up, and I was popping like micronutrients and vitamins and using my body as a research lab. It was hilarious. So talk about my identity shifting. Whoa, did it ever shift? I had friends who loved me for a long time, so I was fortunate about that, who said, you know what? We think you're getting carried away right now as I hauled my big white plastic shopping bag everywhere. It was quite funny. Anyway, on I went from there to study radio because I really wanted to finish my teaching degree, but I wanted it in radio communications because I wanted to talk to people about all these wonderful levels of healing that were coming up. And then I began to do readings, and it was kind of a spontaneous thing. And then in the readings, up came the healing work, the energy work, and then up came these incredible downloads of frequencies of, and I didn't call them energies, I called them frequencies because they felt so electric and sometimes so painful. And I could only liken them to acupuncture, only on a bigger level, a hotter level, and mostly that they came through my head in a very strong way. So they would come through my head at night, and then they would kind of puncture my head and work all the way down through my body. But you and I know now that what I was getting was the kind of downloads that would talk about being a vibrational vehicle of light that would actually light up my body-mind so I could continue this kind of work in the world. I don't think it was just so I could do the work. I think it was because deep in my heart and soul, I wanted to be in the universe. I knew that as a little kid. And a lot of these frequencies, all the ways you and I can become consciously radiant and we can raise our fields and frequencies and move past the limitations of the collective, because it's the collective that keeps us all pulsing at a similar rate, right? When you can consciously move and connect to your higher self and so on. We are, and I've just finished two courses in the Reconnection, Eric Pearl's system, which I liked because of my affinity for universal frequencies, which I'm still always playing with. But their theory is that we're getting new downloads, which you and I know, and I'm really excited about, and that when we use those, then we're connecting to our star families. With a lot of you listen to Jackie and ET Healing and so on, and many, many other teachers talk about how we're actually connecting to ourselves as universal beings, and that's what the reconnection's all about. And that's not what I want to talk about so much tonight, but what I want to talk about a little bit more is, after we do our meditation, is how are you doing with your identity? And how, when we raise our fields and frequency, we really do have to drop off some of these aspects of our identity that are no longer relevant for that too, and to become who you really are and absolutely embody these higher frequencies is to bring yourself more and more in touch with your amazing potential. Because I believe that the Pleiadians, for example, as our ancestors and other of our star ancestors, really want us, are really cheering for us, to actually embody these higher frequencies and become the multidimensional person that we each of us is. We have potential that we've barely touched at this time on the planet. And I believe the shift is all about not only touching that potential, but really catching it, activating others around us, and moving on through so we become this amazing, multidimensional species of loving beings. How do you like that model? I love it. Now, this is a call-in show, and I've been talking to you very lot longer than I usually do tonight. Of course, Seth started us late tonight, so he's in trouble, right? So let's do a meditation together. And in this meditation, we're once again, we're using the sacred geometric structures, but remember why we do them, that the tetrahedron and the star tetrahedron and those are building blocks for our reality, which to me is a vague thing to say. I don't quite know how to build with them. Some of you do, I'm sure. However, for me, there's a when I was really, really crackers and I started to open up, the one thing that kept hitting me over and over and over again was everything came to me in the form of triangles. And I was mesmerized by them. I've written tons in journals about triangles and what they really mean. Because that was like a, in my visions, that was like a portal, if you will, to possibility for me and life. And now we're learning, or at least I'm learning fairly recently about star tetrahedrons, about double tetrahedrons, which are the triangles, one triangle pointing up, one triangle pointing down, so that it creates like a diamond, and that's the double tetrahedron. I like to see it as three-dimensional so you can get inside of it. Or the star tetrahedron, which is like the Star of David, only I like to see it as three-dimensional, so ta-da, you can get inside of it. And when we're in those, now those are the shapes that are basic shapes in creation, you know, in the creation of our reality, guess what? We can use those in our meditative way and actually experience the empowerment, the creative empowerment. So if you're using them for meditation or using them for a healing room or using them for a sanctuary, it doesn't really matter. And if you're working with things that are broken and difficult and so on, you can, in your mind's eye, put them in a star tetrahedron or a double tetrahedron and assure yourself that the healing force for them is amped up. So enough chit-chat. Let's get together. Let's close our eyes unless you're driving your car, riding your bike, walking on the edge of a cliff, or anything else that's very dangerous. A few breaths. Good. And now let's focus on the top of our heads, about 2 miles up, actually, and create for yourself a golden ball. And then below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball through your spine and into the lower golden ball. Can you feel it? I do. And drop, and I'm sure a lot of you do too, drop a three-sided pyramid from the, oh wait a sec, I'm not doing the right thing today. Okay, from the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a four-sided pyramid. And then upside down, meeting it point to point, another pyramid, four sides, and its point hits the lower golden ball about 40 feet below. So when those two four-sided pyramids are connected, they create an octahedron. And now inside the octahedron, you create your crystal ball. Outside edges nudge the inside edges of your octahedron. And then inside that, there's your star tetrahedron, three-dimensional Star of David, and you're inside of it, right? Can you feel it? I love that. And now whilst you're in that, you want to start spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning like mad. And while you're spinning, take a look at that magical screen in front of you, and we're going to put movies there. And like I always say every week, I like to put myself in the first screen This is the first screen is all about you with yourself and your aspirations. And I always like to see myself as very multidimensional. Good. And then you could put yourself in there doing any aspiration you want. It's just about you with you, right? I always want to be coming from the heart and mind, too. You can add anything you want. And then we wrap that in light when you think you're successful and get to the second one. And the second screen is you creating what it is you want to create. And my project right now is a television series. We just put the lid on the first one, and we're almost done the second one. And the third one is right in the wings, ready to be tightened up. And I want to see my television series running. I want to see it really wonderfully enjoyed as doing a great service, as raising fields and frequency around it, and also being supported. I want to see the resources coming into it to keep it sustaining itself. And I want to see myself just grinning and laughing and enjoying it and loving the people that I'm interviewing. Oh boy. And I just see it. Whatever your project is, you might be wanting home and family. You might want to build a house or write a book. Ride a horse, doesn't matter. And you want to wrap that in light and see yourself actually enjoying and appreciating the ongoing success of your project. And as you do that, when you feel it, wrap it in light. Good. Wrap it in light. And now we move to the Galactic Healing Center, our third screen. And in the Galactic Healing Center, we can do all kinds of healing work. And I keep hearing from people who say they've had some amazing successes with this. Now, when we go into the Galactic Healing Center, we want to call in our healing team and have them circle the healing table. And then the first person that lies on the healing table is you, or me in this case, or Bob in his case. You lay on the table and you ask for what it is you want, or ask them what it is you need. That sometimes is the most fun. They'll tell you a lot. And then we see what it is they do to help us out. And when you get ideas from them, like who's in your healing team and what are they doing? And how do you feel when you're lying there? And ask them if there's any message. They might have a message for you to look into something in your life. And when you could feel the energy of something going on, wrap it in light so that scenario can continue to glow and create. And let's create a new healing situation. The team can replicate themselves. You have a fresh table. And you bring in somebody you want to work on. That's right. Now, I just had a funny experience. I brought in somebody who said, I don't want to be here. Okay? Let that person go. They don't have to be there. Maybe it's a person who doesn't trust authority, eh? Okay, so let's bring in someone else. We will. Okay. Now I'm bringing in a young man. Yeah. I'm bringing in a young man who's about to be married. He's a wonderful young man. He's been through a lot of trauma. And he's about to be married. And he's got frustrations at work. And he's got a lot of funny body pains. Okay, so let's surround him with our healing team and ask them for their advice. Now, what they're saying is, first of all, his brain patterns need to be worked on. So they've got their hands around his head, and they're working on his brain patterns. Because this fellow has got some, probably from childhood, some kind of loops in his patterning in his brain. And I want to say, you know, take your, they're running their hands around it and they're sending electrical energies up and down the body because this person is specifically quite electrical. Not everyone is. Okay? People have different ways. Some people are more magnetic, some people flow, some people are electrical. And the guy's reminding me that some people are a lot more earthy than others. Anyway, this fellow is electrical. So what they're doing is they're sending some really interesting energies up and down his body, because he also has the ability. Oh, he's got some really bad knee stuff going on. But he has the ability to heal that. But he has to be able to move through. What is it they're saying? Okay. He has to move through some of the indecisions that he's been living, resting his life on. He's somebody who probably has a huge Libra influence, because what he's got way down deep inside of himself is tremendous yearning for a transcendent reality. But he's also just riddled with indecisions that have come from all kinds of past experiences. I think they're mostly this life. They could be other lives. So what the guides and angels and the healing team are doing are working with his brain pattern. Yes. And they're telling him, they're giving him some private messages. And one of the gifts that they're telling him is to use breathing techniques. It would be one of his best tools. Because anybody with this much electricity in his body, mind, would be helped a lot by soothing it with air. And then, one moment, okay. And when they're, when he's looking a little more comfortable, which he seems to be, then they're settling him and wrapping him in light. And that whole scenario will move to the side in a ball of light, so that it becomes, I mean, it can happen over time. And now we have here, let's see here. I see a couple of children. Well, I'll pick this little girl who's got some, she keeps getting bladder infections, and it's really uncomfortable for her. So the team is moving around her, and they're trying to make her laugh, because with this kind of infection that she's been having, she's had a lot of, I guess she's had a lot of antibiotics, because they're showing that inside of her body, she has a lot of, like, disturbances going on, bad feelings inside her body. Like, it's not like abuse or anything. It's more like discomfort in the stomach and discomfort in the intestinal tract and discomfort, you know, when your system isn't flowing easily, what happens is you get a lot of funny backups, and the antibiotics don't help very much either. And it's affecting how she thinks, and how she thinks she gets very spaced out at times. So the guides and angels are working with her, or the healing team actually is working with her neck, working with her shoulders, and then shifting some of the energies and how they flow through her spine. Yeah. That's right. Right there. So then now they're doing some pretty intense body energy work. And so we're going to release them, wrap it in light, and let them work with this little girl. Yeah, she's a very fine little soul, and she will be absolutely fine in a while. And now let's do a political one. What's going on in the political world? Does anybody care? Because I think, this is what I feel, that in politics, as the shift happens and as people move to a higher level of consciousness, as we shift into a more expanded being, then I think that's our politics, because how we handle decisions, choices we were talking about earlier, and that kind of thing is going to change radically. There's going to be, we're going to have, instead of hardnesses in our psyche and so on, we're going to be able to have compassion. There'll be a freedom and clarity about that. So let's us just do one of those energy healing political things where we see some of the power centers on the planet. We see the oligarchy, which was what my guides always call the rulership of our planet, the economic demand of the planet. The oligarchy is a small group of people ruling for selfish and greedy purposes. You know, we've had that since time began, haven't we? We've still got it. So let's see them, and let's us take in a very powerful, powerful light. And let's make it a pink and orange color, like a salmony pink and very radiant. Bring it in through the top of your head and bring it out through your chest, your heart, and your hands. And let's send that light to our oligarchy and just absolutely infuse it with light. That's right. Have it Remember, if people really get hit by the light, they change, don't they? So let's just infuse them with light. And then let's send that light to all the hot power spots on the planet, places where there are, is war, and people are being killed, places where people are suffering and sick, people are being marauded because of business greed and so on. Let's just pick all the places on the planet and send loving, radiant, high-frequency light. Yeah, it's almost like you're sending acupuncture. Don't underestimate the value of how we can all impact life by sending out very powerful thoughts. And let's have that light go round and round and round the globe, so the globe is just radiant and pulsing. And then the light comes back down, and it comes into our hands, and back into our chest, fills our chest, shoots up through the top of the head, and way out into the great central sun. Remember, we've just colored our planet so that it's this radiant pink. So any beings of different dimensions can really see that we're ready for some exciting action. We'll find out from Jackie's team what that looks like in a little while. So close off the healing room. And hop into your star tetrahedron and give it a spin. Can you feel the spin? I can. Spin it and spin it and spin it. Remember, when you lighten the frequencies, then you're moving to a higher level. So that's what we're doing. And then let's come on back into the room. And how about a call from you? How's life going in your world? Are you working with your own identity? Are you really who you are? Are you changing in such a way that your identity is clattering to the floor? Are you shifting jobs? Are you in your Saturn return? What other ways are you changing your identity? Are you getting married? Are you having babies? Are you leaving a marriage, getting a divorce? Are you having visions? Call me and talk to me, darling. I love to hear from you all. So let's see, where was I? Oh yeah, I was talking about how I used to get these downloads in the night, and I know a lot of people do. I don't get them the same way anymore. I channel, most days we channel. You could call that a download. And sometimes I really get swept up with the changes. But I'll tell you what I really, really am is conscious of these, and I've talked to you about this on Radiance by Design before. I'm absolutely conscious of the fact that light frequencies are coming through from the universe, and sometimes they make us topsy-turvy. Remember, a number of years ago, I would look out into the universe, and I'd see this huge, like, oh, goody, you're on the air. I'll just finish this thought. Huge tsunami kind of waves, and it seemed like our galaxy was bouncing in them. It was really incredible. So I'm not sure that I'm the person that knows how to map what's going on out there, but I sure experience it, and I believe that these are going to be, when we ingest them and we move with them, we become different beings. So you are on the air, and you're sure welcome. Hi.
Hi, my name is Doris from St. Louis.
What's your name, Doris?
Yes.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you. I was calling, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm going through a change, but I hear this, like, certain times of the day or night, I hear this sharp frequency that comes in my ear.
Oh,
and
good.
And then I'm just wondering, you know, is that, am I tuning into a frequency or?
Does it, tell me this. I believe you are, actually. Is it in your right ear? It looks like it's in the right.
Yes, it is.
Okay. And it's very exciting, actually. It's almost like, well, you know, I don't know all this stuff logically. I'll just tell you what I'm perceiving, okay? That
okay.
That sound, you know, the word was made flesh, sound creates everything, right? And many, many people, when they start becoming very intuitive, get a sound that kind of drills into their brain and their head. And it's almost like I was talking about, I don't know if you heard about getting these downloads through my head. Some people get it like you're getting. Yeah, some people get it like you're getting it. And I believe that you're being pushed. There's a real light that goes around it, the way it's coming into your head. You're being pushed to accept and be able to interpret influences that are coming. Your own guides and angels are working with you. You must be meditating and stuff, are you?
Yes, I am. Yeah, actually, I do a lot. I try different meditation techniques, and most of the time I have my eyes open and meditate, and it's like, fills the room. It's like a really bright light that comes in when I'm meditating.
Well, that's pretty nice. A lot of people would like that. Do you just love it? But I think you're being rewired, honey. You're being pushed to awaken senses in such a way as you could mobilize your knowing and using it. What kind of work? You work in an office, say, or a corporation or something?
No, I work with the Mentally Challenge.
You do?
Mentally Challenge, yes.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I love my job, actually. I love it. I had a sense the other day that I won't be here much longer. You know, I have to go somewhere else. But I don't know where that else could be.
So you're working with the Mentally Challenge, is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. And have you been there a number of years?
Mm-mm, a year, a little over a year.
And what do you want to do? What do you want to do? I won't sort of jump at you. You tell me.
Well, I want to do healing work. I really do.
Okay, that's where you're headed.
I want to heal people.
But your business, is it a little wee place where you're helping the mentally challenged?
Yes, it's like a regular house. I work in a regular house, and I assist them in their daily living situation.
Well, it's sort of interesting because I keep getting some kind of connection with a big corporation. Did you ever do that before?
I've done a lot of jobs. I worked with the National Guard. I was an over-the-road truck driver, truck and trailer driver.
Wow.
I worked in hospitals.
You're a feisty one, girl. You're feisty.
I'm always on the move.
Yeah, you know your way around, but I want to tell you that you have another job coming up pretty soon. And from that one, you're going to be able to do you're already being able to do this, but you can do some healing work in the next one, and then you will be able to launch as a healer. Have you ever taken any classes on healing? You have, haven't you?
Yes, I took a universal energy class, working with my sixth sense and not energy.
Did you like it?
Basically, that's all I've done. Actually, I did. I'm sorry.
No, you don't have to be sorry. You can talk. It's funny when you're on the radio like this because our phones go bip bop, bip bop. You got to be feisty and go for it anyway.
Okay. I just came back from Australia not too long ago. I had was another level. Level 21, and I went there for that, and it was wonderful. You know, a lot of people from all around the world. With this particular modality, I met the Pope, and
met the Pope?
Yes, that was like last year.
Wow!
It was just like I wasn't even supposed to be up there. You know how he has an audience in Rome down everybody. I was supposed to be down in the bottom, and it just so happened that everybody came in my group was able to be up there with him have an audience. And so my spiritual leader was up there, and she actually shook his hand, and we was behind her. And she got called back over there, but I wasn't able to afford to go back over there.
Wow. Well, maybe you'll be able to heal the Vatican. But actually, I think that you're going to be doing some very wonderful healing work next year, and I do think you'll do it for a living, but it seems like you'll have to be stabilized financially at first. So you'll do a part job and part healing, but it's just going to open for you. You'll probably be quite the intuitive in a while. Would you like that?
Okay. I would love that. I would love to be more intuitive. Sometimes I get flashes of being at things, and like I try to do the Akashic Records meditation, and I had a flash of a book, but I really wasn't able to read it. And I talk to people, and I have flashes of things that's going to happen to them, or sometimes when it's going to happen to them, in a sense. But it's not every day. It's not constant. It's always every so often that stuff happens to me.
Do you do a physical workout?
No, I don't. I really don't.
You know, the reason I asked you that is because sometimes, and this is for everybody at home as well, sometimes doing a physical, I just dance like a wild woman for 20 minutes and make sounds or sing along or do a chant or whatever I happen to be into at the time. But what happens is you can concentrate on your, on the channeling force, and somehow it opens the brain. It will open your mind to be able to stabilize the intuitive, the psychic stuff better. Because I really think that you're, we have another caller. I think you're being led and cultivated to go into the world as a healer. And maybe many others are too, because we need that, Doris, don't we?
Yes, we do. We do, just to make it better.
Yeah, so thank you. Thank you for your call, because I have another caller. And bless your heart.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. I enjoyed that. Thank you. And now you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, this is Beth.
Hi, Beth. How you doing?
Good. My question is, I'm a little worried about my finances, and I'm wondering, okay, is there anything coming soon? Like, I'm sure this happens to other people, but, like, I'm, like, depressed when it comes to the finances.
I know, that's an awful thing.
Yeah.
One of the things I want to say to you about identity is you have an aspect of your identity. I'm just playing with that word today, as you know. But you have an aspect of yourself which is not, and I think we talked about this before, actually. You have a very kind of emotional, intuitive, intelligent, and creative inner nature, but you have it going right now, so it doesn't have that kind of crisp. You're very, very competent, but you don't have that kind of crisp vibrational presentation, and you seem to need that because it's like things are slipping around you right now. Try to imagine what it's like when we're jelly-ish in our direction. And then the world kind of acts jelly-ish back, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to tease you and say, don't be a jelly. Come on. get yourself tightened up inside. And the other thing we're talking about is frequencies, Beth. And if you call in, and I've said this on the show before, but if you call in higher frequency energies, you can actually get them to go through your head kind of like an acupuncture needle. And you'll feel it, and it pops you up. It gets you going because there's something about you that needs to be made more sparkly for a bit so that you will attract in the business, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I do. Now, let me ask you one more other question. Do you have, because it just seems that I'm able to raise my frequency, or at least, you know, when I have, like, when I'm guided to meditation, is better for me. But do you have a CD or something that, like, helps people like me?
You know what? You're the third person that's asked me about that over the last few days, so I will do that very soon. Will you remind me?
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
And, honey, I just want to say this to you. Your frequency changed radically from the time you started talking till now, which tells me that you've got that amazingly agile and responsive kind of inner light that wants to rise like that. You can do that. And rising your frequency is going to help your finances a lot because you'll be more, I don't mean you'll be prettier and all that, but you'll be more vibrationally attractive, and it will come to you that way, you see?
So doing meditating like the way that we meditate before before your show, well, don't you know, like the beginning of your show?
Yeah.
And, okay, and then and then get your CD out. So I can...
Believe me, you're going to be the guinea pig that's going to try that right off the bat. But seriously,
okay,
yeah.
That was...
And call it up until you get the CD. You know, you can go in, and people at home, you go into your chakras, go into each one and make a sound. Start it. Remember, we've done this before, too. Start at the lowest one, the red one, and I'm like, then you go to the orange one, you go, ooh. Then you go, oh. And then you go, ah. And you keep doing that until your chakras are really radiant. And it's simple. It's really easy stuff. But you're
yeah.
Libra, right? Because
yeah.
you should be using your voice. As soon as I say to do that, I can see in your throat, and a lot of people are like this, that the voice should be used because it's such a tool for bringing wisdom out of all that you've experienced. So you go right through just the seven basic chakras and get those colors beaming, and you'll raise your frequency, and we'll get that CD out, okay?
Yay, okay, thank you.
All right, don't put up with jelly, honey.
I know, I don't want to anymore.
Keep
okay,
going. Thank you for your call. So that was fun, too. We've got time. We're going to go to the top of the hour because Seth was late putting us on the air. So he said we can go a little longer, so you got time to call in, those of you who are sitting there thinking, shall I call or shall I not? So what is your identity? Indecisive? Come on. So what we're talking about is under the pressure that everybody's in these days, and I'm always talking about the oligarchy, or we're learning to authenticate in the stew, in the swill of the collective. That's everybody's collected thoughts and feelings. We're trying to authenticate ourselves, but we're in the ocean, right? You're trying to pick your little piece of water and make it your own. It's pretty hard to do that. But what we can do is we speed up our frequencies, and it sends that message up. And so what does that mean? It means that sometimes your identity has to be shifted. You have to be able to change, let me see, how is it we're described? We're described as a wife, a mother, a school teacher, a husband, a professional. Think of all the ways in which you're described, okay? Take a really strong look at that and make a whole list of these things, because we go ahead and talk about being impacted by the collective. We go ahead and we live out those, I was going to say they're descriptions. They are actually descriptions of our identity, aren't they? You see people becoming really secure because they're in a safe, secure job, or because they're, oh, I don't know, in a couple, or they're married, or they're single, or whatever, but they call themselves that name, and it makes them feel more defined and more secure and so on. But I'll tell you what, we need to be changing and growing, and there are deeper places in which we can tap what our identity is. What is yours? I mean, with Beth, she's creative. She's intuitive. And the lady before who I called Doris, but I'm not sure if that was the right name. But in any case, you have these really strong drives inside. And I'm thinking about a client I was talking to yesterday, and she had this really deep light in her, and it was in a kind of, it was being held inside because she was insecure about taking a chance on being different in the world and so on. But as we talked and we pulled off some of those labels, they're really labels, the grandmother, the brother, the sister, the successful pharmacist, the movie maker, the actress, whatever it is you think you are, underneath, way down deep, you got some big gifts that want to come up. And all I'm saying is you can keep those labels, but don't be those labels. It's like having an ego. You can keep your ego, but use your ego. Don't be your ego. So with my client who was kind of hunkered down, way down deep inside of her soul journey, she had these gifts that were pushing. It was like there was a membrane around them. And she was scared to release herself from she's a wonderful person. She's a professional woman and so on. But she was always afraid that people were going to reject her if she stepped forward and was more about who she really was. Well, isn't that kind of the thumbnail sketch of why we don't step forward? We'll get rejected. So anyway, as we talked and pushed stuff back and forth, what began to come up in her is this really beautiful light. It was just like a gift that was pushing inside of her, probably giving her tummy aches. We didn't get that far. But in any case, that light wanted to work with people. She was working in an engineering firm, but she wanted to work with people. And then there was a whole lot of stuff that she had deep within herself that wanted to do things like conflict resolution in big places like a government. Wonderful, wonderful woman. And it's very exciting when we start talking and we peel off some of those labels that she's using, like we all do, to keep ourselves defined in the world, in the collective, and safe from from judgment or whatever. And she pulled some of those aside. Up comes this amazing light, and she was saying, yeah, I'd like to really work with people. And she had all these really wonderful dreams inside that were not going to manifest as long as she stayed attached to her own self-definition. It's a really fun exercise to be looking at that each day. You may not change a lot of things. Decide you're, grandmother or married or whatever. You know, you may not want to change that. But you do want to recognize that the label itself doesn't tell you who you are. Who you are is inside, and you want to be true to that. And you want to take the opportunity during this shift to get those gifts up and out so that they can present themselves in the world. And you can be part of this really grand change on the planet. And there's no competition. When we authenticate, hey, you're the only one in the universe that's you. I'm the only one that's me. And when we really get authentic, man, there's nobody to compete with. It's just a real big presentation on all of our parts. Anyway, this is Veronica Entwistle saying, next week's Paradigm Shifter, wonderful, wonderful people, Ginger Matro is channeling Galexis. And a number of you have said you've been through the archives and you really love the Galexis shows, amongst other shows. But anyway, Galexis is coming back on. And we've been doing a kind of a series, but now there's been a few months between the last installment and this one, so I'm sure looking forward to that. And next week, I don't know if we'll be talking about identity or what, but Radiance by Design, thank you for your calls. It's a call-in show. We'll be on at 7 o'clock next Thursday. And Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness is coming up at the top of the hour. We just had a blast last week, so I'm really hoping that we can play with the team as much as we did before and enjoy Jackie's ebullient nature and her definite willingness to be what? True to her own identity. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, take in some light and breathe and with love and breathe it out to one another, the Radiance by Design community. And we'll share frequencies together as we kick our feet and move to the top of the ocean of thoughts and feelings. Again, this is Veronica Entwistle. Thank you so much for listening. And for those of you who can stay on, I'll see you at the top of the hour. If you'd like a session with me or if you would like to feed me back on these shows at all, Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com, Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com. And gee whiz, I'm going to have to do that meditation tape soon. Stay tuned.